This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear. And we usually go right into the meeting, but let's go ahead and face the facts that things are a little unsettling in our community the last day or so. I know that, of course, Dave Lewis and I all morning long have been leading off with a shooting in the area of the hospital that caused a lockdown yesterday afternoon, and then of course the latest news on the alleged racist graffiti, and come to find out that the individual's car, that he was the one that was responsible. A lot going on. I know Dave and I had even mentioned this morning that the graffiti incident has made national headlines, and it's not a way that we like Manhattan to appear in the national headlines, but there it is. So I guess it would be, you know, I'd look to you as the city leaders. I mean, Ron, are we going to be okay? I mean, any comments you want to share with the public today?
Well, obviously, both topics are very disappointing and disturbing. Obviously, anytime you've got a situation where there's been an active shooting, that's something to be concerned about, something that led to lockdown of our hospital. And certainly, it was a significant incident, and I don't think we've caught the shooter yet. So I don't know much information about that particular one. And then also, obviously, with the graffiti incident, certainly a very disturbing and a lot of emotions created as a result of that led to a lot of community discussions, which all in all were very good, but they were instigated by something that wasn't true, and so that becomes a very difficult situation, and certainly those are issues that we're certainly concerned with.
Dave, Mayor, you wanted to add a few things?
Yeah, Mayor Morse, you had some profound comments in a statement that you had released last week, and talking about these are not the types of activities that define Manhattan, and you had to come out as mayor, or you felt compelled to, didn't have to, but you did.
Absolutely.
And made these statements, and in light of what has happened and what's transpired, how does that make you feel about having to comment and defend our community against something that was a fallacy?
We were just, Ron and I were just, and Kathy, right before the meeting, we were talking about what do we believe from day to day. And I was really proud of our community. A week ago Monday, there was a race and reconciliation program that was held at St. Thomas More. A couple hundred people came. It was excellent for a community dialogue and discussion. And then within a day or two, there was this event that, really caused a lot of consternation in the community, on the campus. I mean, we were wondering, what do we as the community do? Thinking it was a campus related, then to come to find out it wasn't. I mean, everybody is just shifting our thinking. We look at the national scene also, and it's disconcerting. I think we start changing our habits of where do we walk and where do we drive, and it's all worrisome. We want the kind of welcoming community that we think we have had. Now, others warn us that we don't have that necessarily, that there are undertones, but boy, raising our children, we always talk about it's such a wonderful community for a family. There's so much to do. But it means that we tend to be more on alert personally, and as a city and a community, we're working with the churches and other groups in the community to be that kind of a wonderful community we want to have. And these are, you're right, Kathy, these are kind of a drag on that view.
And as journalists, it's tough, too. And I noticed that Kansas State University just today came out with a comment saying that this is why a lot of times they will not comment on things like this until they're able to check it out. And I know that President Myers was a little bit embarrassed when they had the one thing with the Jewish thing that supposedly I couldn't think of the name. Thank you, Dave. But, I mean, it does make you stop and think, do we are we wrong to publish some of these things? I mean, before we check them completely out? Or, I mean, where do you place the blame on something like this? And, Ron, you mentioned before we went on air, if you don't mind me sharing, is that we really don't know what to believe anymore.
Right. And you know, I think it's certainly evident of the times and what social media and media and instant communication really has done to us. And, you know, as a city leader who has to respond to those things, you know, typically we would investigate, try to find out the details, and today people want instant reaction. You know, instant communication with regard to what the issue is, what's the solution to the issue, when it takes time in many cases to determine, you know, what the facts are. So, you know, and to have things that are then made up and aren't really true, and you don't find that out till there's an admission several days later about it, it's very disconcerting, very challenging, and puts a lot of folks through a lot of emotional roller coasters and animosities, and people then chiming in and saying things they wish they hadn't said. And so it's just very, very challenging, and I don't think necessarily a good thing for our society.
Kathy, you had made mention, are we doing something wrong in terms of, you know, like from a media perspective? And no, we're not. But, you know, and like you said, Ron, you know, the instantaneous information that comes about via social media, and this is how I found out about the situation with the lockdown at the hospital, was that somebody that worked at the hospital had tweeted that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we launched an investigation into it. But you don't do anything wrong by following up on what social media does in order to verify. And once it's verified, then you have to.
Right.
It's our responsibility in the news arena,
right,
in order to pass that information along. And it's and I came out very, you know, after reading that statement yesterday and finding out, you know, what had happened, I'm still very angry about it. Mm-hmm. And I know there are a lot of other people, and some feel like we should sweep it under the rug, go on, move on, nothing left to be seen here. And, you know, I saw a post from a friend of mine who was just here. She lives in North Carolina. She used to work here. Graduated from K-State. She wanted her daughter to come to K-State and take a look around at it. She says, "Mom, I follow them on Twitter. They're a bunch of racists back in Kansas."
Oh, boy.
And that's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, and so these things make their way around. And, you know, when you take into consideration some of the challenges that K-State already has now in recruiting students and faculty,
right,
you know, these things matter. And so, you know, while a lot of people may know the initial story, they may not know the actual outcome. Same with the Succa that you had talked about. We know it was immediately thought that it was a, you know, an attack
on vandalism.
Vandalism,
so
on a Jewish symbol. And it was not. And so there's a lot of things that come into play. And, you know, we've had several situations like this. It's frustrating from a media perspective. And I know it's got to be frustrating from any leader's perspective. I can't imagine what General Myers might be thinking. We heard last night for the Black Student Union, and they're very disappointed in the situation. Humiliated.
Disgusted,
I think
the word
that's
they used.
That's right. Disgusted was the
word. You know, and I know, you know, I was came off as negative with social media because at the same time, that instantaneous communication can be very helpful in tracking down what's going on. And
no
so
doubt about
just
it.
Just like you mentioned, somebody at the hospital tweeted that, you know, okay, that's a source that's reliable, you know, and or an Amber Alert, you know, just look what that technology has done for helping to resolve those issues. So it can be used for good. And, you know, I guess that would be, you know, just where we're going with social media, of just being sure of your situation and your circumstances before you chime in and say something that you may regret later.
I would just say that I was reassured that the FBI was involved because they have a standard with regard to definitions and official hate crimes. So I felt like that they would certainly get to the bottom of it, and maybe they have. and that's not a standard that we in Kansas have, or even our local city or county have. We don't have anything that deals with hate crimes. So that was a verification for me. I mean, so I'm glad that we have reached the end and we know what it was, and now we go on. But you're right about it challenging what we think of in the future with regard to an event, some events like this also.
You know, what the other thing I want to mention, a side note too, is it's kind of, today's a big day. It's an election day.
It
and
is.
That would normally be my lead story. And it's kind of gotten buried because of all of this, which is disappointing because there's a big election going on. Ron, you were just saying
sure.
people need to get out and vote today.
Absolutely.
But that kind of is a side note almost.
At a time when people aren't used to going out and voting. So it's going to be interesting to see what the turnout is in our first odd year November election that isn't a special election of some sort. So all of that is important.
And I've always thought it was strange that you have
should be focusing on that
when you have an election. And sometimes it can, I'm sure, be a little bit awkward, especially when you have a couple incumbents who are up for election like you do this time around. It's got to make things real tense.
Right. Well, we've tried to keep the controversial things off the agenda, but sometimes that doesn't always can happen either.
And not have late meetings
right.
so that they can those that win get enough votes can actually have a celebration and a victory.
You don't want to do that at a meeting?
No. we have to keep the political side out of the meetings.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. It is 9:16. We'll come back and talk about that meeting finally, but I'm glad we got that done. I know that's something at the top of folks' minds today. Mm-hmm. And do want to remind people, if you do want to call in and comment, 537-1350, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN. Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear with us today.